USA Chat, October 6th, 2022. Everybody remains silent until Sat joins the meeting.
Hi, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well, and let's have a wonderful chat full of heart.
Thank you, Sachin, for joining us and the opportunity.
Hi, may I share something?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Almost an hour ago, my younger daughter came to me and she was kind of stressed. She asked me if I have been following the news in Iran and told me about a couple of stories that she had heard in the news and asked, "What do you think, Mom?" She expected to see me excited and emotional like before. This time, I told her that I tried all my life to change things that caused pain and suffering, but I was too small for the enormity of it. And I didn't know exactly what to do. And even though at the beginning I felt the pain when I first heard about the events, because I personally had experienced some of them and felt helpless as usual, the difference is that I could stop myself. I don't know all the facts, and I have no idea what's happening except what's broadcasting in the news. And plus, there's nothing that I can do. So I choose to remain quiet and not add to the noise that is out there. I've been meditating every day since the events happened. My daughter was very shocked to see the reaction, but she was kind of calm before we ended our discussion as well. I just wanted to share. Thank you.
Yeah, what you did is exactly what is the best way to do it, not adding to the excitement and knowing that the best thing is to keep quiet and no interference, whether it's verbal, mental, or physical, that the world will go on the way it goes, and behind all that commotion, there is a divine energy that is conducting the whole thing. And particularly when we are with our children, our tranquility is what they come to receive, really. It's not for us to add to it, like you said. And it's wonderful that you share the difference and how the silence makes such a huge difference in our lives, rather than the emotional life that we used to, all of us, live from.
May I share one more thing?
Yeah, share as many as you want to.
We had a discussion about worldly knowledge, and I remember times when I visited my patients to talk with them about their medicine and what they need to do. And I could see the hurt and pain and sorrow in their eyes. And my worldly knowledge was not going to help them. I could just give them the paper and they could read. Many times, a kind word, a soft touch, or a hug, or simply sitting and listening to them was more helpful. I really felt helpless and was frustrated those times. And my long hours at work didn't help any or didn't make any difference. If I had to do it again, I probably would do the same thing, but not internalize the pain and sadness. And just the teachings that you have offered and we have, and they are dear and near to all of us, has made such a big difference when we look at our lives now and how we would have done things differently in the past. I cannot say how much I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, not too long ago I was discussing the same thing, that the need for people is different than really just medicine or temporary ointment. It goes much deeper, and the only thing that can help it is our silence and the love that rises from that silence. And you're right, our life has changed. The way we see things are not the same way that it was before. And just the fact that you couldn't not be affected for many years from the people's sorrow and pain served you right, because your sensitivity toward it got to a height that you're ready now for this. Because a lot of people are loving people. A lot of people are sensitive people. But unless they get to a point where they just cannot take it anymore, they are still not ready for it. Because what we are doing and what spirituality in the true meaning does is just changes the way you look at things, the way you perceive them, the way you understand it. And then you say to yourself, oh my God, how ignorant the majority of people, including ourselves, lived. And to me it's really, really miraculous when the inner eye opens and you can see things and understand it in a much deeper level rather than in the level of feeling and sensitivity.
Thank you.
Good evening, Seth. This is Serpide. I was recently watching the DVD, End the Struggle, and you had a few one-liners in there that kind of blew my mind. And one of them that really hit me hard was that you said, the struggle ends when you stop struggling. And it just wow. It really hit me so hard that it's something so obvious, it's so hard to get. It just inspired me so much that I just wanted to share about it.
Yeah, that is so true. It's so amusing for us now, but it wasn't so amusing then, that when your identification with the struggle is one and the same, meaning that you become the struggle, that's when the struggle is. And once we realize what is happening, then is, like you said, is very obvious.
Would you please explain the heart of the mother one more time, please?
Well, it's too big for explanation. The most obvious way I can explain it, rather than going into details that I have already talked about. Think about God as totality. And think of it as a round or a lingam shape. Lingam is like an egg shape. That you are having a hard time to know where it started and where it ends. And think of this lingam or this oval shape as an energy, or existence energy, and divide it in half, and then name it female and male. And I don't mean female and male the way we see female and male. It just means that they have a different magnitude. One creates, the other one supports it, is a support, is the base. The part that creates and destroys and creates again and maintains is a female. That this is intuitive, and I'm sure that is written in many scriptures, but this is the way it's coming through me. And then the other side of this energy or the light or existence, is unmoved. Okay, so the female energy is like a woman, human, in a minute scale, is the woman that gets pregnant, is the woman that the creation of a child's body comes out, right? Is a female energy. It has a specific quality to it, if we can call it quality. I'm lost with words. The same thing happens, that the female, it's in the womb of the female, the creation starts. And so, and a mother, of course, a human mother, as soon as it finds us is pregnant, it becomes glowing and love, experiences love and selflessness like never before. That is a human, which is the minutest of the minutest of the minutest. Now imagine what kind of gentleness and love in that scale could have for this creation of the universe. And so this is why I call it love, the female energy, the one that sustains and also destroys. What it destroys is the unwanted, harmful thing that could interfere with the loving creation. It's like the way we protect our child from getting hurt. So this is very verbal, but intuitively I am not able to explain it to you. It's way beyond this explanation, but honestly it's almost formless intuition for me. But so when we identify and understand and identify with that, we're one with it. So that's the best I can do for you.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Saturn, it's Little Flower. I wanted to get your guidance on something. I had told you before that sometimes I feel like my personality, I can really be a jerk, and I'll say things that have a bad, negative repercussion, and you told me to watch myself, and that really helped me. I wanted to ask you, sometimes I can't catch myself, and I find myself saying things and being in situations that I find later I have to go and clean up, and I've hurt feelings and upset people. I was wondering if you could guide me on how, prior to saying something that could be hurtful to someone, if there's anything I can do beforehand that could help me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, there is a instinct that goes with the habit that just triggers before you can even catch it. And that, like you said, will decrease and decrease, but he will bring his head up now and then. And it's okay. It's okay. The most important is that you see it even afterwards and you remedy it, meaning you apologize or you make it better and you move on. I don't know anybody that does not trip on their own words, or they don't say something that maybe somebody else did not want it to hear. But just the fact that you are saying that you're improving, but you don't understand why sometimes that happened, just have patience and compassion toward yourself and make it right. If you hurt someone, make it right. And that's all we can do. And then move on with your practices. The personality will never be perfect. People can pretend they are perfect, but that's going to backfire.
I honestly don't know what we would do without you, honestly. I know we all say that in different ways at different times, but really, realistically, I don't know how we could have lived without you. Thank you so much, Kevin.
You're welcome, honey.
May I just ask what Ivor said? The enormity about what you have done for us is just unbelievable. There's not a word that can describe it. At least in my life, the enormity is unheard of. And I cannot thank you enough. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And what makes me the most happy is that not only you guys, each of you, feel freer and freer, you also set your family free, indirectly, or directly, like you did with your daughter. That's how this fire of wisdom spreads, through our own action, and words, and thoughts, and emotion, that we can become a beacon of light for others, without having to reach out to help others, without having to make the world a better place to live, without having to advertise or be somebody. In fact, when we are less somebody, the more light we can spread.
May I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Mandana.
The single-minded attention. My understanding is that when we concentrate on or pay attention to one truth, whether it's through love or wisdom, then we can build upon it. And that attention to that one truth is single-minded attention. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Hi, Fat. This is Radha. And
hi,
I have a question. I understand now more, since you've elaborated on it, that letting go is what trust is about, letting go. I was hoping that you could tell me something that would help me further understand or let go. I mean, if I have a worry or a concern, one that repeats for me, I trust and I'm at peace, but it comes back and it comes back. And I'm wondering, is the problem still that I haven't let it go? And if so, can you tell me anything to help me?
Well, in this case, when you are really conscious, when you are letting it go and you are trusting, either it does not come back, or it does not come back as often, or it won't be as strong. What I mean by being conscious when you say, when you feel like you're letting it go, conscious means I am so alert and I know what I'm doing, and there is absolutely no discussion about me picking it up. Now, this is the difference between being conscious and doing it as if you think you're conscious. When you're thinking that you're conscious, yes, you do trust, but it's not, it doesn't have that authority and conviction in you that alertness can do the job. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I see the difference.
Yeah.
I want that abundance of confidence that you talk about with trust. That comes with the alertness of what I'm doing.
Yes, yes. And don't be afraid of failing. Even if it repeats itself 100 times, you get to see it clearer and clearer for 100 times. And then you are alert and conscious.
That's really exciting. So even the failure is progress.
Failure in our journey is a success because you realize you failed. Most people don't. They think it's their way of life.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Sachin, is that because the alertness is the authority itself?
The presence is the authority, and when you're alert, you're present.
Wow, thank you.
Hi, Sat. Is Heart of the Mother the same as Divine Mother?
You can name it anything you want. Yes. You can say Heart of the Mother. Yeah, it is. You can call it Divine Mother, you can call it Shakti, you can call it whatever. It is important that there is understanding beyond the name. Really, this Divine Mother is unfolding for me as well as you guys, because like I said, before 2001, I was never attracted to the mother aspect of God. It was always Father, as I said before. And just recently, I remembered that 1981, I had a huge encounter with the Divine Mother. That for some reason throughout the years, it left the memory of it. And so come 2001, before the 9/11, a few months before 9/11, when started this impression of divinity to be so important in my life. And honestly, it's just unfolding and unfolding and unfolding. So as I unfold, I would also be able to share more. For now, that's pretty much it. Well, my dear ones, here goes another beautiful heart-to-heart chat. And that's it. Namaste to all of you. See you guys later. We meet in our hearts. Namaste.